Canada's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, it is a Monday morning, and we always like to catch up with our state senator, Kirk Schering. We have him on our WHBC Newsline right now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Pam. I'm doing well, and congratulations to you and all the volunteers for the wish-a-thon. I mean, I was out of town on business in Cleveland and Washington, D.C., so I didn't get a chance to listen, but my goodness, fantastic job. Hard to believe. You smashed that record.
I know. Shocked and stunned. I still can't believe it. It's the people in Stark County. It definitely is, Kirk. The people in Stark County, they come forward for us every year.
Well, I can just tell you, in my tenure in the General Assembly, I'm in my 29th year, and every time Stark County is mentioned down at the State House, they talk about the superior cooperation and volunteerism we have here. So we are exceptional. Make no mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know that I had forwarded to you an email from a listener, but that I thought he had a lot of great questions regarding the sports betting. So we decided to go ahead and use it as our topic for this week, right?
Right. That's great.
Yeah.
And so how do you want to do this? By the way, you know, as I sent you a text, I'm willing to do this periodically from time to time, because when I do these interviews, sometimes it might stimulate a follow-up question, or maybe it deserves further explanation.
Yeah.
So we can, if you want to, we can do it from time to time.
Absolutely.
It's fine with me.
Yeah, I love it. I love the fact that listeners are engaged and like to get their questions answered for sure.
Right.
And I guess basically, he's concerned about, where it all stands from now. But the first thing he asked about was parliamentary procedure.
Right.
And that was, which I thought was really interesting to kind of get the bill into shape, you know?
Okay. I'm going to, here, first of all, let me just tell you, literally every week since the budget had passed, I've been working on sports gaming. I've been talking to interested parties. I've had many conversations with my Senate President, Matt Huffman, and he has had many conversations with Speaker Cupp. Speaker Cupp, by the way, has said publicly that this will be a top priority for the House when they reconvene in September. So your listener doesn't need to worry about us taking this seriously and not working on it. We've been working on it every week since the budget passed.
Yeah.
The parliamentary procedure, I'm still not going to get into it because I've got to get the green light from the Senate President and the Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House is actually having a conference call this week with some of his key legislative leaders. I think we're going to get there. And if we exercise this parliamentary procedure, as I told you on the 30th of June, it will expedite the passage of the bill. So we're working on that. Again, we haven't stopped since the conclusion of the budget cycle. So we're still working on it. I'll stop at that. Keep on asking the question.
Yeah, yeah. He also was wondering, and this is a good question, because I mean, I see this all. They're talking about this a lot, and this is the esports betting portion of it being tied to like Hall of Fame Village and that kind of thing. Right. Where does that all stand?
Well, we put in the bill. The definition for esports. I've talked to the legislative agent for esports. I talked to Mike Crawford on a regular basis about the village and the things that they would like to do with esports and sports gaming in general. We have no complaints. The only thing that the legislative agent for esports said is that we defined what esports is, and then we put in what I call placeholder language that would allow us to introduce a freestanding bill that would get into more details. Now, I just found out that they really just think the definition is enough and they don't want a freestanding bill. So, okay. Again, that just goes back to the fact that we're working on it every week. So I just, had a conversation with esports. Mike Crawford's fine with everything. The central theme, by the way, when we talk about Hall of Fame Village and all these new markets that will be opening up with sports gaming, the fundamental concept that I and my Senate president have seek to accomplish is we're going to create a new free market that will deliver economic value and will have proper regulatory guardrails. And Pam, here, I think I said this on the 30th of June when you and I talked about this. What makes this difficult is the fact that it's a new market we're opening up, and the competitors in that new market, the casinos, racinos, some lottery agents, even a group called the Horsemen that have horses that are racetracks. Everybody, you know, wants a competitive edge. So we're trying to do it in as fair as we can. I think we're at a point, as I said earlier, where I think we've reached that point where we have consensus. And the consensus is, among all the competitors, is we want the new market. We're not going to quibble and quarrel over everything. You know, let's just open up the new market and we'll compete. And may the best competitor win.
Yeah, let it fly. So to speak.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is something, as you and I have talked about before. In 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court said that sports gaming was legal. It was up to the states to authorize it and to regulate it. And there's been about almost 30 states that have done it. I think we're right on the threshold in Ohio. I'm an eternal optimist. I feel good. We're not in session right now. We will be next month, and I think next month we can get something done.
That's what I was going to ask next, is like the timeline. I mean, are we looking at maybe some kind of approval in September?
Well, I've learned a long time ago. I'm tenacious. I work work really hard to get it done, and that's the goal. That is definitely the goal. Just like the Cleveland Browns will tell you, their goal is to win the Super Bowl. Whether or not they'll achieve it remains to be seen. So, but I've been around for a long time. I've passed many bills that have been somewhat controversial. I think this one we can do it. But we're going to have to, you know, tweak it here and there. And my partner, Senate President Matt Huffman, I talk to him regularly. He's got some things that he things should be tweaked, so you know we'll get it done. You know, these kind of bills are never easy, but the fact is, it's a new market. It's something we should get out in front of. Frankly, if we don't, there's a possibility, just like with casino gaming, we're out of state. Special interests could come back and backdoor us by going to the ballot. So yeah. I think we'll get it done.
All right. Well, that was a great conversation again. And we got those questions from a listener. So if anybody's interested, just email me and I'd be happy to, you know, talk to Kirk about whatever topics are out there. So I appreciate it, Kirk. Thank you so much. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Pam. I'll look forward to it.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.